Have your say. 1300 872911. John McKenzie, 4CA.
Now, time's on 11 minutes to 10. This is one of the biggest complaints we have all over town and on this talk show, apart from school children stealing all the cars and driving at high speed through the midst of all of us. Now, it says here in the Courier Mail today, Australians are on track to lose twice as much money to telephone scammers as they did last year. It's getting worse, despite growing success stopping the hoax calls before they reach victims. Now, Telstra will today reveal it's now stopping more than 13 million scam calls every month from criminals pretending to represent organisations like NBN, Australian Taxation Office. Oh, isn't that a common one? And aren't they sneaky, the Australian Taxation Office one? Netflix and Amazon. I mean, the Amazon scammers will have a crack at you two and three and four times a day and they don't give up. Now, it goes on to say this is double the number of scam calls stopped just 3 years ago, despite the breakthrough figures from the ACCC. It reveals that Aussies still lost more than twice as much money last month as they did in May last year. Twice as much. And ID Care Chief Executive David Lacey said, criminal attempts to steal money had risen to a new level in 2021. Anyway, I put a call through to David. He's just come to the phone somewhere. Yes, he has. David Lacey's on the line, Chief Executive, ID Care. To give us some tips, let us know how big the threat is, how major it is, how widespread it is, and what we can do to protect ourselves. Hello, David.
G'day, John.
Can't believe it's getting more frequent than it was. I mean, it's virtually doubled, hasn't it, in recent times? Just give us a hint of how widespread it is. I mean, there's the 13 million scam calls every month. It's hard to imagine.
And that's just Telstra. Okay. I mean, that's just Telstra.
Yeah.
So that's what, 156 million calls a year to a population of 26 million.
Do some people cop it more than others, meaning they get multiple calls, whereas others might just get one a month or something?
Yeah, they do. If you've gone through with the scam to a point, we know the crooks like to share people's details and say they're up for a conversation. So we see that happening. We see certainly people in the bush in remote and also regional areas of the country are getting hit harder. And we think there's a factor of obviously isolation and connection there, and where coverage of phones may not be that great and they're impersonating a telco, then it's ripe for the picking for the scammers.
How do they pick your number? That's what I'm wondering, because in my experience, one particular mob must have a number, but they don't have any success, but they'll keep coming back again and again and again. Why me?
Well, it's not you. What they're doing is, I mean, this is scam super trawling. So they do 13 million plus phone calls a month. They're going to get 1% of people who are right at the point where they're waiting for a phone call from a government agency, or they're doing something with a telco, or they're doing something with their bank. They're the people that these scammers are after, where they're in that moment of plausible deception. Mm. That's it. It's plain and simple.
Mm. How do you protect yourself, David? Meaning, how do you respond when you hear that voice on the phone that says, you know, you're required to do this, or we need this information, or whatever? How do you identify them? How do you protect yourself?
Yeah, the telltale signs is, even though the number on your phone might read 02 or 03 and it looks as though it's an Australian number, it's not. It's easy for them to obfuscate the number they're using. The telltale sign is they're after something. They want you to be scam compliant. So they want you to give you remote access to your phone. They want you to share bank information. They want you to validate who you are. So good organisations don't ring you out of the blue and then say, hey, John, what's your driver licence details? That's your sign. And we're asking Australians to do what comes natural, to not do what comes naturally to us.
Yes.
And that's hang up.
Yes, immediately. But they'll still call back an hour or two later.
They will. They'll exhaust themselves, though. They'll realise you're not up for it eventually.
I'm pleased you said they'll exhaust themselves. I thought it might be a recording.
It is. So a lot of them now are using recordings where you press a number, and what that number will do is connect you directly to a human being that's a scammer.
Hmm.
So it's a way of them filtering or using a sieve. Because you can imagine it costs them an arm and a leg if they're making 13 million phone calls a month.
Mm.
So they let the robots do that, and then they get the people that are willing to press the number on the caller.
Now, it's so true, the point you made about 02 comes up and you immediately think it's within Australia, but you're saying it's not. How come?
Yeah, they're using what we call VoIP technology, so internet phone calls, and there's a whole bunch of service providers out there, legitimate ones, that will say, look, your business wants to appear like this when you call your customers, we can make that happen for you. And it's really cheap. And that's what we've seen drive a lot of the escalation of these types of criminal activities.
You call legitimate ones. That's interesting. And some of these companies, I presume, are perfectly legitimate. Now, let me go through them in this article. You've got criminals pretending to represent organisations like NBN, Australian Taxation Office, which is a really, really sneaky one. People often are horrified by getting calls from the tax office. Netflix is another one. Amazon, which is all over the place. But there's nothing wrong specifically with those companies. Something wrong specifically with the people representing those companies falsely.
Yeah, their identity is being stolen. So Amazon's number one at the moment. We expect to see the ATO will be the flavour of the month next month as we head into tax season. So they'll change the deception based on the market and its needs and conditions. So it's big business for them. I mean, this is organised crime central.
It's sad, isn't it? Because older people worry more than younger people, I think. I mean, to say the younger generation seem to be across just how evil people have become or what they try to get away with these days. But older generations didn't have practice at this.
Absolutely. And it's a really sad thing when you hear somebody engage ID Care on the phone and they've lost their life savings. Mm. And they're 60-plus years of age. John, they're not going to get that money back. That's gone. And there's a new reality for them, and it's just and the great unfortunate nature of it is that they're just being who they are, they're being trusting, and they've now found themselves at the hands of a scammer.
What's the sort of a scam that might actually, steal that much money?
Investment fraud's a big one, and relationship scams, and often we're seeing those two combined. So if the crooks aren't successful in getting a relationship with someone, they'll then say, oh, look, we may not have worked out, but hey, I'm involved in this investment. You might want to get into it. And so it's all about building a rapport and trust with the person and then exploiting them.
So you just shouldn't have any discussion, any conversation with them at all.
Yeah, it's hard. Yeah. And part of the scam compliance is the psychology of you doing what I'm asking you to do because I might be scaring you into doing something. I might be incentivising you to do something. They're the masters of manipulation.
Now, there's a reporting process, isn't there? How does that work?
Yeah, so there's a few different places people can go. Report Cyber is the national reporting mechanism for anything to do with telephone and online scams. Mm. So that's just cyber.gov.au. That's reporting. So the difference between what we do at ID Care and reporting is all about just capturing the details. Mm. ID Care is all about supporting. So when bad things happen and you're in a pickle and you might have given remote access to your device or you might have lost money, then our ID Care team as a free community service will work with you one-on-one and build a response plan for you to address what's occurred and make you more resilient in the future.
What's that website?
idcare.org.
O-R-G, okay. David, this has been really helpful. I appreciate this. Thank you.
Good on you, John.
I hope there are people out there that feel a bit, stronger in the face of this onslaught of these creeps getting at you through the phone largely. David Lacey's his name. We may, from time to time, talk to him again because he had a lot of very, very valuable information. David is the Chief Executive of ID Care. Go to idcare.org or you can go to cyber.gov.au.